They're called Transportation Worker Identification Credentials, or TWIC cards. Duluth Seaway Port Authority Facilities Manager Jim Sherrill says the cards will add another level of security to U.S. ports.
This is something that would be extremely difficult, nearly impossible to counterfeit. So if you're trying to keep an unknown person or a terrorist out of a facility, it'd be very hard for a known terrorist or a person with any kind of terroristic background to ever get one of these cards.
Sherrill says the cards have a chip embedded in them that will contain the fingerprints and iris information of anyone with access to the ports.
It's really anybody who has to get close to a ship or into a secure facility and not have to go through the expense and trouble of being escorted by a guard. So it's only certain people who have business there that would be permitted to have it and to use it. It covers all persons who may be inside a secure fence line.
Sherrill says they need to have the cards by late September, but there are still some kinks to iron out. Congress established the TWIC cards through the Maritime Transportation Security Act, part of Homeland Security. Around 750,000 port workers are expected to obtain the cards. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.